Hello and good day. I am B.R. Mall, and you are listening to the podcast, Living God's Way in an Ungodly World. Thank you for joining me today. We have a lot going on today in our world. There's not one place on God's green earth that is not protected from the evil that is out there, this globalism that is gripping the world, and they are slowly succeeding. Well, maybe I should correct myself. I don't even think they're slowly succeeding anymore. They're moving pretty fast. So for Christians, that should bring us to what our Lord Jesus Christ has said about the end times. Now, we live in the church age. Living in the church age is the last age. There is nothing else that needs to happen before our Lord Jesus Christ returns to earth. And he is coming. There's no question about that. It's not because B.R. Mall says it. It's not because a pastor or priest sitting in front of the pulpit says it. It's because God's word says it. And God's word is 100% truth. I have a list of notes that from time to time I look at, things that I have thought about while reading God's word that I want to make sure that I discuss or read about. And sometimes it stems from discussions that I have with other born-again believers. And one of the things is for me to read Psalm 96. Well, today I am recording the 30th podcast of Living God's Way in an Ungodly World. For this little ministry, it's quite the feat. It's been over a half year, and each week the Lord has helped me to record a message. Even when things are hard, when financially it doesn't seem feasible to keep going through. After all, there are hundreds of ways that a man like myself can make money, and this certainly is not one of those ways. But the Lord continues to provide. He continues to also provide by feeding my soul, by giving me hope when I turn to him. Because it's not just financially. There are plenty of times when I don't feel like it. My flesh says, just take it easy. Do something else. There are many books that I would like just to sit and read for no other reason than just to enjoy them. There are other things at times I'd rather be doing than recording a podcast. And this week was one of those weeks. It's been a heavy week for me. As we continue to read in the headlines all that is going on in the United States, it's difficult. But I'm glad the Lord led me to see a note that I had put in place months ago, and that is to read Psalms 96. And I read it several different times, and I am glad I did. So I hope by you listening to the reading of Psalms 96, it blesses you as it has blessed me. So you can just enjoy it. I will read all the way through it. And then I'll go back and cover some highlights, and then I'll end by reading it one more time. Shall we begin? I am reading the New King James Version, Psalms 96, a song of praise to God coming in judgment. Verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. Amen to that. Psalms 96, 13 verses. A powerful psalm to remind us that, yes, he's coming. And in this time in history, when each new day seems to bring newer and more powerful problems, issues around the world, when the world's ways are completely opposite of God's ways. Christian, rejoice with me when we read Psalms 96 with that great reminder that he is the creator. He is the one to be feared. He is the one who is worthy of our worship and praise, that we sing to him, that we honor him, that we give to him, we tremble before him, and to know that the end of all this horrific evil that is among us in this world today is going to answer to him, and he will judge righteously. Unlike what we're seeing in the human courts today, as an American, my heart has been very heavy over these past, three, 4 years at least, as I have seen the attack on our nation from within. This Marxism, this communism that wants to rule the entire world. These global elites who are a joke when it comes to any comparison to God Almighty. They are nothing, because they too are just the created. For any one person to think they are all that, regardless of how much money they have, how much resources they have, how much power they have, none of it means anything when it comes to Jesus Christ coming back and he making the judgments. Well, let's go back, and I want to hit some highlights. So looking at the beginning, right away, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. So in the first couple of verses there, singing and proclaiming. Why is that? Because we are worshiping a perfect God, and his name is magnificent. And we should proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you each day, every day, that you draw breath, and that God himself sustains your heart and it beats blood through your body. Make sure to someone that you proclaim the good news of his salvation. And if you're in a situation where you just don't see anyone that day, proclaim it out loud anyway. Recognize that. Speak it. There's power in the tongue. Goes on to verse 3, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. All nations and all peoples. Pretty tough to do. People all around the world are being persecuted, being killed for speaking the name of Jesus Christ. And if their lives are not being taken, their livelihoods are. People are losing their jobs for telling the truth. People are losing their position in society for mentioning that there is a God and demanding that we not only speak the truth, but we live the truth. And people are losing their jobs. They are losing their status. But here we are told to still declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. Why is that? Verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Let me talk about that briefly. To be feared above all gods. That might seem like an obvious statement. Well, of course we're supposed to fear him because he is the God, the Creator God. He is the only one who can destroy both body and soul. But as obvious as that may seem to you, and it certainly is obvious to me, I want to point out that there are many people who fear other gods. Now, what are those gods? Well, their reputation. They fear not being popular. They fear not being included because they love the Lord Jesus. And so the god of fear of losing one's reputation or acceptance by other people suddenly becomes the god that is more powerful than the living God to that individual, to those people. Proverbs 29, verse 25 points that out to us, that the fear of man brings a snare. When we fear other people, then we're not fearing God. We're too caught up worrying about what others are going to think of us, what others are saying about us. And a person ends up living day to day in that fear, being mindful not to speak anything that would insult other people, make other people comfortable, saying something along the line of Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and that religion will never get anyone into heaven. Good works will never get anyone to heaven. So that's just one example of a small g god that people fear. Verse 5 says, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. So verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is great. He is magnificent. He is amazing and awesome, and he deserves such praise. And he is to be feared above all gods. And why? For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. So I don't know anybody who has a little statue in their house with candles burning around it. Not that they're not out there, because they are. I'm just saying I don't know of anybody. But I know many people who their TV is their God. They will not go without watching their television. Their jobs are their God. They spend more time at their job doing the best they can for somebody else, but not taking the time to worship and praising God. And think about it. But the Lord made the heavens. He's the one that made everything. He's even the one who has made the television. I know he's not up there in heaven pumping out a bunch of widescreen TVs, but must I take the time to point out that he is the one who created everything the television is made out of? He created the ability to put these elements and pieces together and he gave humankind the ability to figure it out and to do it. So yeah, he made the television. So verse 6, honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. 7, give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Verse 8, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Christian, give to the Lord. Give your time to our Holy Father. Give your talents to him. Give money to him. Not because he needs these things, but he's the one who gave them all to us. He gave us the time. He gave us our talents, the ability to learn and to grow, become better at what we do. And of course, all resources, money and materials, mammon at its best, it's all from him. So is he not the one who is worthy of such gifts, of such honor? There are so many people who are willing to give their time, for example, and their talent to a corporation, to a business, to a job, and they will put many, many hours into that. And they will use their skill, their knowledge in that work, that talent, over and over again, and not think twice about it. There's nothing wrong with that, unless it's always giving to someone else other than God. Would you agree with that? Christian, in your heart, do you believe that God, Yahweh, the living God, Jesus Christ himself, is more worthy than anyone else to give to? If you're born again, you've given him your heart. But don't stop there. Honor him. Give him everything you got. Verse 10, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Together, Christian, we let the world know, the people in our neighborhood, the people we work with, that we go to school and we learn with, that the Lord reigns and that he shall judge the people righteously. I like how it says the Lord reigns. Did you catch that? It doesn't say the Lord will reign. The Lord reigns. Well, does that contradict the fact that we're also told that the devil is the ruler of this world? No, it does not. Because although the devil is the ruler of this world, first of all, his time is ticking away. It's a limited rule. And second of all, the Lord is just allowing time so as many people as possible will turn to him, will turn to him in repentance, will turn away from the sin, will turn away from the world and the devil who's ruling it with his broken promises that everything is going to be great, everything's going to be fun, and they turn instead to the Holy Father. So that is what he's waiting for. And since it's his choice when to make the next move, well, then Jesus is the one who's in charge. And yes, the Lord reigns. He's got the devil on a leash. It certainly feels like it's a very long leash, but it's still a leash. The devil can't do any more than what's allowed. And Jesus is the one who is going to judge righteously. Verse 11, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. So there's that picture now that we can see that the creation, the heavens, so the sky, the moon, the stars, the earth itself, the sea and all that it's in it, the fullness of it. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. Once again, the creation will be in a holy rhythm when Christ returns. And we're told in 13, for he is coming. Oh yes, he is coming to judge the earth. I don't know about you, but I have been holding on to that promise for my dear life. Because these days, with all the unrighteousness going on, it is very hard to witness such lies that continues to hurt the righteous people and that hurts God's people. As I said, I'll read it one more time, and please just enjoy listening to it. Such a wonderful psalm that reminds us that Jesus coming, how much things will change, and that hope that we have is not a hope, like maybe not at all. It is a hope that we are sure in. 100%. There's no question the Lord is going to return. And even in all this mess, with all this noise and ruckus, lies and shouts and destruction, we're told to sing and proclaim the good news, to worship him and to give to him, help those who are in need, reach out to them. Whatever resource the Lord has blessed you with, we are to give to others freely those resources, whether it is our treasure, our money, our time, or talent. So take the time, or should I say, give the time, your time, to someone who needs it. Who do you know that's lonely? Who do you know that just needs someone to listen to them, or just needs someone to take the time and through words and action show them how they too are important and are loved? After all, we all have time. If you're listening to my voice, you're still alive, and that means time is ticking. So use that time, whatever time you have left, whether it's hours, days, weeks, months, years. Share that time. Psalm 96. A song of praise to God coming in judgment. Verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful in all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth. Thank you for joining me today and for listening to Psalm 96. I do pray that it has blessed you. I pray, brothers and sisters, that you continue to walk with the Lord each and every day. Let not a day go by. Make sure that you open up His Word and read. Because every time you are reading, you are walking with Him, and He is sanctifying you. Pray to Him. Talk to Him. He loves you so much. Come together with other Christians, brothers and sisters in the faith. Proverbs 27:17 reminds us that as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. So come together, spend that time with brothers and sisters in Christ. And together we all grow and worship Him. If you have a Bible teaching, Christ-believing church that you can go to worship, do it. Worship, sing, and shout His name. If you can support this ministry, we are located at Box 126, Frazee, Minnesota, 56544. Or go to our website, brmaul, that's brmaul.com, and there's a place you can click to donate. Brothers and sisters, I love you so much. You take good care. Until next time, God bless.